Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Minnesota Senate has passed a comprehensive gun violence prevention package. It includes banning assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. DFL Senator Grant Hochschild of Hermantown says he has owned guns but wonders what his young son is thinking.
How do I have that conversation? And then, how do I follow up that conversation with him after an Annunciation shooting where his own cousins were shot at? How do you have that conversation with your kid? It's not the way the world should be.
Republican Steve Drazkowski of Mazeppa says the gun regulations go too far.
This is going to make criminals out of law-abiding citizens who aren't going to check in after 3 years because they're busy leading their life, and they're going to end up the first time with a gross misdemeanor, and then if it happens again, a felony. How is that going to stop that possessed shooter that wants to go kill people in a gun-free zone?
The legislation passed along party lines. The full House has yet to address the gun and school safety bills. Minnesota employers are being encouraged to look to veterans when filling open positions. Ray Duhai is with the Career Force Veterans Employment Services team at DEED and says vets make great employees.
They have proven leadership skills, decision-making, exceptional teamwork abilities, strong ethics and initiative, experience working under pressure and challenging environment. They have this great ability to be adaptable. They're mission-focused, highly skilled at problem-solving.
The 20th annual Veterans Career Fair takes place May 20th at the Brooklyn Center. And the Minnesota Timberwolves open the Western Conference semifinals tonight at the San Antonio Spurs. Wolves forward J.D. McDaniel says this is a close-knit team.
We all enjoy being around each other. It don't matter like who's in the locker room. It could just be me and Johan and Rocco sitting in there. Like, we'll still talk and being together and just checking in on each other. So as soon as you come in here, even with the coaches, everyone's joking, laughing, talking about how their day's been. So it's just good to be a part of.
McDaniel says he isn't worried that most experts are picking the Spurs to win the series. All-Star guard Anthony Edwards is expected to play in Game 1. In other headlines, the Crow Wing County Sheriff's Office is investigating a domestic dispute that led to a shooting Sunday night in Center Township. Deputies say an 18-year-old from Merrifield was shot by a 72-year-old family member. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was airlifted to a Twin Cities hospital. The suspect surrendered without incident and is jailed pending first-degree assault charges. Minnesota candidate for governor Senator Amy Klobuchar is rolling out a plan to modernize state government and deliver faster, more accessible services for Minnesotans. Klobuchar says it's time to replace archaic technology.
Some county workers are using computers that still have blinking cursors, like back in the days when kids decades ago played that game Oregon Trail. If we're going to use the power of modern technology to not just catch fraud, but to deliver some great results for Minnesotans.
And as Small Business Week gets underway, Minnesotans are being encouraged to shop local and support small businesses. The Minnesota Retailers Association says about 90% of retailers in the state are small businesses. President Bruce Neustadt says they're the backbone of local economies, shaping downtowns and main streets. This is MNN.